fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 17th day of October, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, would just as soon did not exist. We begin our show with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you, if you have not already, to secure a 2-year supply of food for you and your team. That would be wise, a very wise thing to do. If you're on an extremely low budget, rice and beans. If you've got more money, well, you know the options: freeze-dried food, dehydrated food, canned food, food that doesn't need refrigeration, basically. And, of course, recipes and proper cooking equipment that will work without the power grid and so forth. We have open lines this first half hour. Bottom of the hour, we'll have Tom Berryhill with us. We'll talk about our favorite product, the energy cleaner. Top of hour two, we'll have Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show economic advisor. And then open lines once again that last half hour. If you'd like to take a concealed carry class with myself as the primary instructor, my friend Sam Andrews, the assistant instructor, give Sam a call. We're setting up a class. If we get enough students, this will be for Saturday, November the 2nd, the first Saturday in November, Saturday, November 2nd. The tuition is $120. All the students receive a certificate from myself, issued by myself, to get a Missouri concealed carry permit. Sam's telephone number, if you want to sign up for the class, is 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. We're in a very dangerous part of our history here, in my opinion. I believe the Republic is certainly in dire straits in terms of threats from the opposition, socialist Democrats, Muslims, communists. We are. we are. They're making things up out of thin air. And they want this president gone. They're attempting to use nonviolent constitutional means by means of impeachment, which, of course, is not going to fly. There's no way they're going to get 51 U.S. senators to agree to convict the president of high crimes and treason, which there's no evidence of, and there's not going to be any evidence of, because it doesn't exist. It simply does not exist. It's a distraction. Will they try violent means? I don't know. These same people, throwing the communists into the mix, have murdered tens of millions of people to accomplish their goals. So why not murder some more if it helps them achieve their goals? Why not? What does it mean for all of us out here in flyover country? It means, first of all, we need to get all our friends, all our conservative friends, registered to vote and get them to the polls. The election takes place in 12 months. These 12 months will fly by. It's going to be 2020 in 10 weeks. We have an election in about 1 year and 2 weeks, about 12 months. So talk to your friends, your neighbors, people you go to church with, people you work with. You know who the conservatives are. If they're a liberal, don't bother talking to them. You might as well read Shakespeare to a chicken. Let's try to convince a liberal to vote for President Trump. We don't want them voting at all if they're not going to vote for President Trump, do we? Of course not. But you know who your conservative friends are. Are they registered to vote? Maybe, maybe not. Do they vote? Maybe, maybe not. And we need an overwhelming majority, a majority that is historical, to reelect President Trump. That's what we need. Now, between now and then, I don't know what's going to happen. The powers that be, the deep state, they know that they've lost. They know they can't win at the election, at the polls. They know that. Of course they do. Their plans include violence. I'm convinced of that. My friend Dave Hodges is doing an excellent job reporting on the information concerning the prepositioning of foreign troops in this country, prepositioning of equipment and supplies, weapons in this country. At my website, we've got a copy of the speech translated into English from Chinese, the speech outlining what the communist Chinese want, which is world domination. I was reading a posting by Celeste. I've become a fan of Celeste the past 2 or 3 weeks. She's been at this a couple of years or more. Very bright woman, very articulate in her writing. She mentioned in her latest posting, it was written yesterday, I believe, or the day before, about having an ethnic Chinese man as a dinner guest at her home, I believe it was, she described him as, if I can paraphrase it, lunged across the table, shouting something like, "One China, one world," or something like that. You know, there's many, many Chinese who believe that the 21st century is their century. They believe that the Chinese culture is the superior culture on the planet. They believe that Chinese people are the most intelligent, which they probably are, quite frankly, as far as IQ, the most handsome men, the most beautiful women, the best culture, and they absolutely deserve to be in charge of the entire planet, economically, militarily, politically, culturally. They absolutely do believe that. And, of course, these same people murdered 50 million plus of their own people to achieve their goal of taking over China and making it a communist state. If they'll do that to their own people, people that share the same DNA that they share, what are they going to do to us? We're barbarians as far as they're concerned. That's all we are. We're barbarians who don't deserve to live. In fact, they fully intend to murder all of us. That's their goal. They may keep a few around to operate and maintain complex equipment that they don't know how to operate and maintain and repair. But other than that, they're going to kill us all. I should amend that. The Chinese, the People's Liberation Army, has been promising American wives to Chinese men for quite a while. So they may keep around American women that are of childbearing age, teenage girls up to maybe age 35 or so, women of childbearing age. They may keep them around to satisfy the needs of their very lonely Chinese soldiers. Dave Hodges was talking this morning, it was, I think, posted yesterday, last night, about plans to federalize all police agencies, including our sheriff's department and our local police departments, state highway patrols. That's not going to fly. I've known and worked with dozens of chiefs of police since 1973, dozens of sheriffs since 1973, quite a few highway patrolmen, dozens of highway patrolmen since 1973, mostly men, a few women. These sheriffs understand who they are. These sheriffs understand their constitutional authority to be the top law enforcement official in their county. And they're not about to give that up to some fraudulent edict coming from Washington, D.C. And it will be fraudulent on the face of it. I don't care what the alleged crisis is. There'll be some. Now, in some jurisdictions, especially big city jurisdictions, the county sheriff no longer has the traditional authority that they've always enjoyed in most of the other 3,000 counties in this country. It's become a ceremonial appointed position, not an elected official. There's a massive difference in authority between an elected official and an appointed official. The appointed sheriffs are no longer the top law enforcement official in their county. Now, they want to do that in all 3,000 plus counties, but it's not going to happen. It's simply not going to happen. I've been to some of these sheriff's conventions, and these are good men and women. They understand their constitutional authority. They understand their obligation to the people and their obligation to their oath of office. They also understand, many of them, that they're the head of the county militia. Who is the county militia in these 3,000 counties? All able-bodied men and women, age 18 to 60 years old. It's pretty much most of the adults in the county. All able-bodied men and women, age 18 to 60 years old. That's who comprises the county militia right now. That's according to statute, by the way. The federal militia is all able-bodied men only, 18 to 40, I believe. I think I got that right. 18 to 40 years old is the federal militia. That's by statute also. This is not some reference to a time gone by, a previous law, the way it used to be. No, this is the law right now in the federal code, United States code. I don't have the citation here in front of me. But the current United States code on the 17th day of October 2019 has all able-bodied men 18 to 40 years old as part of the federal militia. I have not looked at all 50 states' statutes, but I'd say there's a high likelihood that all 50 have a state militia comprised of all men and all women age 18 to 60 years old. And the head of the county militia is the county sheriff. The head of the state militia, of course, is the governor. Now, a few years ago, the state of Missouri reconstituted the state militia for the following reason. The Missouri National Guard is used up and worn out from continuous, never-ending wars. The men are used up and worn out. The equipment is used up and worn out. Supplies are short. And these governors came to realize, what happens if there is a major flood, earthquake, hurricane, fires? Who do I call out? I can't call out my National Guard because they're over there in Afghanistan. I can't call out my National Guard because they're over there in Iraq. And when I get back, they're wore out. They won't want to re-enlist. Their equipment is left behind and so forth. So they reconstituted the state militias. And I don't know how many of the 50 states have done it, but Missouri has done it. We have several active militias in the state of Missouri. And when I had lunch with my friend, the former counterintelligence agent, a couple weeks ago, he mentioned that he's active in one of these militias and they're doing enhanced tactical training right now. Their belief is that it's necessary to do advanced tactical training right now. He described one of the militias as being basically a version of the Salvation Army of the Red Cross, handing out blankets, providing hot meals during a crisis, which that's good. That's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. And, of course, my friend's goal is to be part of a tactical militia that will use force of arms to defend innocent human life, defend our constitutional rights, and assist the sheriff, work hand in glove with the sheriff to give the sheriff enhanced capability. Now, here I am in Crawford County, Missouri. Our local preparedness group does work with the sheriff. The sheriff is aware of everything we do. He's on our email list. He supports what we do. Now, so far, we have not had to be activated. The sheriff's department in Crawford County is fairly small, big enough to take care of the daily needs of our county. About, I would say, 50 men and women combined between all the different responsibilities the sheriff has. It's a good department. And these sheriff's departments, on the whole, are good departments with well-meaning men and women who signed up to protect their community, to do the right thing for the right reasons. In the alternative media, I hear so many stories that are anti-police. Well, that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. Now, yes, do police screw up? Of course, they're human beings. Of course they screw up. But that's what these are. These are aberrations. Typically, I know I've been investigating crime since 1973. Whenever I get assigned a case where there was police misconduct, I have a very first question. The very first question is, how long has this officer worn a badge? How long have they been a police officer or deputy sheriff? Almost without fail, it will be 3 years or less. The officer, the deputy, will be 22, 23 years old and just a rookie, and they screw up. The profession attracts type A personalities, alpha male warriors. That's who the profession attracts, and it should attract those kind of men. On one hand. On the other, when they're 22 years old and they graduate from the academy, they go to work that first morning, they're strapping on that pistol, all the other paraphernalia they wear on their waist, putting a pin on that badge on their shirt. They know by the end of that first shift they're going to arrest Al Capone or Babyface Nelson or some drug kingpin. They know that their first shift's going to end with that kind of result. That's the attitude they walk out the door with. It takes at least 2 to 3 years minimum for these young officers to understand how the world works. And once they do that, then they're a seasoned officer and they can make good decisions. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of October. 2 weeks from today is the last day to make your reservation, get your deposit in, to go on the Caribbean cruise with myself, with Leon Green. A great time to be away from the cold and snow. We leave Florida the 9th day of February, return a week later the 16th. All the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. It'll be a lot of fun. It will be romantic if you choose it to be. Why is that? Well, Valentine's Day is right in the middle of it. How about that? It'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been on a Caribbean cruiser. The Harmony of the Seas, there's 20 restaurants on this ship. 20 restaurants. We'll get together for dinner every day. We'll have get-togethers during the day and have lengthy, detailed discussions about the things that we want to talk about. If you give Betsy Murphy a call, our cruise director, she will mail you a nice full-color brochure with all the details. Betsy Murphy's phone number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Your county sheriff and you should know each other. You should. You should know your county sheriff. Not that hard to do. These sheriffs are elected officials. They're active in their community, taking part in lots of different community events. If they have a sheriff's auxiliary, I encourage you to join the sheriff's auxiliary. It's a great way to not only meet the sheriff, but meet the deputies, become part of your county's preparedness. Now, typically, these sheriff's auxiliaries, they help out, let's say there, if there's a major event going on, let's say there's a child lost in the forest and there's a headquarters set up for 3 days to a week. The sheriff's auxiliary would help with traffic control, preparing meals, maybe have a tent set up where the volunteers can get fed during the crisis, and so forth. That's the kind of thing that the sheriff's auxiliary do, or maybe a county fair. The volunteers and the sheriff's auxiliary would help direct traffic there, and help out anything that the sheriff needed to get to county fair. So it's a useful thing for your county. It's good for you because you may learn some new skills. The sheriff auxiliary may offer some training in first aid and CPR, for example. That would be a good thing. There may be some other auxiliaries you could involve with. The volunteer fire department may have an auxiliary. Maybe the paramedics may have an auxiliary. Look into what's going on in your community. We talk about ham radio a lot. When the state of California reneged and changed and took away the ability of ham radio people to have repeaters on state property, very desirable high elevation locations, that told me a lot right there. That was a massive, massive red flag that they're getting ready to put the hammer down. Anything that degrades and takes away from the first responders, they're going to do it, and this is a great way to do it, to remove the ham radio operators or degrade the ham radio operators' ability to help the first responders, which is what the ham radio operators do. I get a phone call and email at least once a week. John, how do I find people of like mind? My response is, join your local ham radio club. Seriously. You want to find people of like mind? 9 out of 10 in there will be interested in preparedness. That's the way it is. I've been around hams now since 1994, and even before that. But the ham community has the highest percentage of men and women interested in preparedness of any group I've run across, at least anyone I've been involved with personally. So do that. If you don't have effective communications during a crisis, your mind, your brain will go to a worst possible scenario instantly. That's the way our brains work. It is. And this is a way to mitigate that. Having real information in real time that you can rely on will give you peace of mind. If it is worst case, then at least you got hard information to make a good decision on, don't you? I was in Dallas when my friend L.A. Marzulli, he had the table next to me at this exhibit in Dallas. And I saw his wife was crying. And I thought, man, what's going on here? I found out a little bit later that their house was about to burn down because the fire was approaching. And then, in fact, their house did burn down. L.A.'s son managed to rescue some of the very expensive equipment and things that L.A. had in there, but that was about it. And they pretty much lost everything, those fires. Now, there's a lot of speculation, not much evidence about how the fires got started. Obviously, no time to go into that because we got a bottom-of-the-hour break here momentarily. Point being, you need communications. You really do. I know firsthand what it's like not to have good communications. Been there, done that. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 17th of October. In 10 weeks, it'll be 2020. How about that? This is a 24 minutes I look forward to every week. We take 24 minutes to talk about a very special product, that product being the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. We begin these discussions with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Really good.
Okay. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you. Well, Tom, I shipped an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to Canada earlier this week. I also talked to Steve Whitman recently. Steve's going to come on the show as soon as his schedule opens up. He's shutting down the fish camp for the year up there for the season. And he will give his testimony about how the energy cleaner saved his life and the book he wrote about it. And, of course, he'll talk about his most recent book that's in the works right now. I talked to somebody at least once a day who either themselves or somebody they know is dealing with a health-related issue that the energy cleaner would help with. And sometimes I can get through to that person and encourage them to get an energy cleaner. Sometimes I can't. But we make whatever effort we can to help people. And those who do listen and get an energy cleaner, they're so grateful later, aren't they, sir?
That's really true, and that's exactly how it goes. People put it off. They've heard about it. They think about it. It's sometimes it takes a pretty good push to get it going in the right direction, John, but if they just try, give it a try, you offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I mean, that's long enough for anybody to really try this product out. And we've had tremendous success with it for nearly 20 years. It'll be 20 years in next March that we've been producing these. Right. And they're in use worldwide, John, and with really good results. And very few people ever return them. In fact, they buy about three a year.
I sell hundreds of these things all over the planet. And I've told the story before, but it's the radio. People haven't heard this. I got one returned about a year ago. And I opened up the box, and the smell of cigarettes almost knocked me over. And so I'm thinking to myself, oh, this person thought that they could continue smoking three packs of cigarettes a day and use an energy cleaner and be healthy. How wrong is that, Tom?
Well, that's not a very good way to go. I mean, you know, smoking, excessive drinking, and so on, it's just really not anything that's going to help you. The energy cleaner can't put out the fire if you keep throwing gas on it.
No, absolutely. That reminds me of a couple I know. When their boys, they had two boys. They're adults now, but when the boys were about 8 and 10 years old, several of us were having a discussion, and there was a mother and a friend of mine who's a registered nurse and myself, and the mother was talking about that these boys both have asthma. And the registered nurse asked if the boys consume milk. And she said, yes, they drink milk 2 to 3 times a day. And the nurse looked at me, and I looked at her, and I said the following. You may as well be throwing gasoline on a fire as having these boys consume dairy products that have asthma. And the same thing applies to the energy cleaner. The energy cleaner will help, but you need to do some things to help it. Cut back or eliminate, preferably, tobacco products. Cut back alcohol to where it may be a drink a day at the most. And dairy products and other things. Dietary changes, attitude changes, lifestyle changes are all part of it. The energy cleaner can't fix everything, can it, Tom?
No, it cannot. But it will certainly help you to eliminate pain issues if you just pay attention to your diet. If you're taking any types of supplements, change your diet to a better one, get these other poisons out of your daily life, tobacco, alcohol, to eliminate those and have a better diet. And then if you're taking any types of supplements, it will amplify the effects that you get from those supplements. You might be able to cut back a little bit, even on those supplements. Any kind of pharmaceutical drugs that are prescribed to you will actually make those work better, so your doctor may cut down the dosage, which is a plus because in your liver and kidneys don't have to clean up all the debris that's left over from those products.
That's right. Well, Tom, yesterday I was working on my range, I hasn't had any attention paid to it for 2+ years, and I've got one of those line trimmers that the professionals use, got the big handlebars and a shoulder strap, so I was using that. I was using a sledgehammer. I was picking up and carrying heavy objects and up and down these hills using a sledgehammer and carrying heavy objects. And did I go to bed with some aching muscles? Of course I did. Did I wake up pain-free with energy? I did, because I used my energy cleaner. So it's just part of my lifestyle to help me achieve the goals that I want to achieve. And it can and should be the part of the lifestyle of many of our listeners. Of course, we have hundreds of listeners who do use the energy cleaner. And I should mention, all you folks out there listening to Tom and I, you have an energy cleaner right now. You know what it's doing for you. It's going to be Christmas here in about 8 weeks. It'll be Christmas in about 8 weeks. What a great gift for somebody in your family somebody you care about, someone that you love, what a great gift an energy cleaner and a mattress pad would be for that person or that couple. Is something that they will never forget. Right, Tom?
That's true, and that has been going on for a long time. People do order these around this time of year. They start thinking about gift ideas, and this is an excellent product if you have somebody in your circle of friends, family, neighbor, somebody you care about that's having issues with pain and sleep. This would be one of the best gifts you could ever give them, and they'll be forever thankful that you've done that for them.
I know how many times have I opened up the gift from my mother for example, or somebody else, and pretend that it's just what I want and just what I need when I don't know what I'm going to do with this thing. I mean, but that's not going to be the case with an energy cleaner. They won't know what it is. First of all, they may not quite comprehend it. Maybe they've heard you talk about it, but if it's given to them and it's explained how it will help, I would go ahead and install the batteries as part of the gift, and have a mattress pad of the appropriate size, twin size, full, queen, king, California king. You have a complete package, so that all they need to do is to strip the sheets off, put on the mattress pad, plug in the energy cleaner, and that's it. That's all I got to do. Make it as simple as possible. But I did that with Tim Spencer. I did everything except tuck him into bed, give him a hot cup of cocoa, and say, good night, soldier. But it still took him 2 weeks, even though I provided him with everything. And to this day, he regrets 2 weeks of lost healing time that he would have had because of that procrastination. So we do as much as we can to eliminate the procrastination, but people can still procrastinate unless you actually put it on the bed yourself, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's right, John. And as a gift, this energy cleaner truly would be a gift that keeps on giving, because it will give somebody quite a bit of assistance with their health, I should say, and ongoing. It operates off of batteries. You don't have to plug it in the wall, and you don't have to change the batteries except once a year. It's so simple to use. No on-off switches. Just right. Put the batteries in, plug the output cable in, connect up your pad. You're ready to go, and you don't have to think about it. And that's a good thing, John. It also can be a problem, because if the batteries leak, and batteries will leak in any type of electronic device, and the energy cleaner is an electronic device, but the batteries can cause problems. But we've got it designed to where they will usually cause minimal trouble. And if the batteries do leak, you can usually clean it out. It might leave a little staining on the inside, but it's not a huge issue as long as you can clean it all out. And if the lamp keeps blinking, it keeps working. If it fails to work from battery leakage, we can rebuild any of the energy cleaners all the way back to the first one made. And otherwise, if you put a label on there to remind you to change your batteries once a year, that's all you have to do, and it'll continue to operate and provide some assistance with your health and pain and issues and sleep issues. John, some of the first units are still in operation. I was contacted a few weeks ago by someone who purchased a unit very early on, and they were wondering what it would take to get it updated. And I said, there's really no updating needed. The software is still the same. It's been the same unit in constant production for almost 20 years. So I just advise them to keep changing the batteries. They don't need to spend any more money on it other than once a year, get some new batteries for it. It's that simple.
Right, right. Well, the package I shipped to Canada earlier this week, when I filled out the customs declaration, I wrote down electronic healing device. That's what I wrote down for the customs declaration. And that's what it is. It's an electronic healing device. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. It takes 9 Ds and Delta, 9 D-cell batteries. And one place to plug in one wire, the power cord, and one LED light that alternately flashes red or green. It shows you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. It puts out a signal, an electrostatic healing signal. It goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's what it does. Tom refers to it as jumper cables for your body, which it is. the sluggish cells that are slowing down and causing pain because they've been damaged, they get help. The normal healthy cells that don't need help, they don't get any help because they don't need it. And that's how it works. We focus on two things. We focus on pain mitigation, which can be from arthritis and other pains, issues, and getting a great night's sleep. I sleep as good as a small child every night. My pain issues are dealt with effectively, and people typically get relief in anywhere from a few minutes to about 3 days. That's typically how long it takes to kick in, anywhere from a few minutes to 3 days. There's a small percentage of people who can feel a tingling sensation, aren't there, Tom?
Yes, there are some, and we were talking with some other energy cleaner users the other day, and they were commenting on one gentleman that was using it. He had neuropathy in his legs, and he said it actually caused him a little bit additional pain, but it was what was happening, John, is the nerves were getting reconnected. Things were starting to work again, and once he got past that, everything was okay, and it really did help quite a bit.
Right. Yeah, and if you're really toxic, and West Americans are with heavy metals and other toxicities, there can be something called a Herxheimer's effect, which is you experience flu-like symptoms because you're detoxing too fast. It's one of the things the energy cleaner does is help detox. So if you use the energy cleaner and about the second or third day you start getting flu-like symptoms, here's what you do. You remove 6 of the 9 batteries. That slows down the energy by 2/3, and that will slow down the Herxheimer's effect to where it simply goes away. Keep the 3 batteries in there for 30 days. 30 days later, you add 3 more. 30 days after that, you add 3 more. You're back up to full power. We got a caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. I've been listening to you and Tom talk about the energy cleaner. There's more benefits than just pain relief with the energy cleaner. Am I correct in that? Because I had read some of the testimonials on your website.
Right.
And,
well, we tend to
I was wondering if Tom could speak on that, because I always hear them you mostly focusing on the pain relief in that. I think
there's
it would be good.
Why. There's a reason why, Elizabeth, and that's the FDA goons, the Food and Drug Administration goons. We have to be very careful about what we talk about because of them.
I see. That's why. Okay.
That's
then I guess I would encourage everyone to go to your website and read the testimonials, because
there we go.
There's terrific benefits to this, and I encourage everyone to go out and get one.
Well, thank you, dear. We appreciate that.
John, can I elaborate on that a little bit?
Please, follow up. Yes, go ahead, Tom.
Okay, many years ago, nearly 20 years ago, when I first got involved with this, it was Mr. Lee Kroc in Caldwell, Ohio, who came up with this technology, and that in itself is quite a story how he even came into this. But I approached him and asked if he would need any help getting this going, and I told him I could turn his idea into a commercial product, and the rest is history. We've been doing this for 20 years. This coming March will be 20 years. But in June of 2000, Mr. Kroc was being prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license, and because he was making all types of claims, and he had people lined up. They were lined up to come to his facility and learn about this. They were coming in by bus. They were arriving by car. I remember the time a church group in Canada chartered 2 large buses to bring a large group in to learn about this. And nobody was ever required to buy anything. But he would allow them to stay at his lodge and try out this technology and learn for themselves. They got to do this at no cost. So they were prosecuting Mr. Kroc, and when he finally got that thing thrown out, it took 6 hearings and a trial, and they threw it out. Nobody really, including the state's expert witness, could really figure out what this thing was doing, what he was doing. But basically, it boiled down to, he told me, he says, Tom, I was using foul language. I was using the word cure. I was talking about, we shouldn't say the other C word, but cancer. And that's all I'm going to say. And he got in a lot of trouble for that. But we found out that if we just talk about getting better sleep, if we talk about pain relief, and pain relief is very important for a good quality of life, but also pain is a byproduct of many other health issues that are really serious, and this energy cleaner helps with many of those. So, John, when you have Steve Whitman on, he can comment on how much it helped his wife. We don't talk about that too much either,
right,
do we? But look what it did for her.
That's right. Anyway, the order line to all the energy cleaners is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th. I was giving out the telephone number, the order line for the energy cleaner before the break. The energy cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads, they vary in price depending on what you need. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. We have twin size pads, full size, queen size, king size, California king. And, of course, the handy travel size, which I use when I'm doing road trips. Everything's right there. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online for the following reason. you're not giving up your credit card information. Pretty neat. It's great. You can send me a check. My address is there. And, of course, my toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Well, Tom, people will start getting the seed catalogs in about 2 months, usually around the end of December, 1st of January. About 2 months from now, people get these seed catalogs with there probably are people who can duplicate those beautiful photographs in those seed catalogs, but regardless, if you're going to be growing fruits and vegetables, if you're going to be growing ornamental plants, the energy cleaner will help, won't it, Tom?
Oh, absolutely, John. And anybody that's worried about vegetable production year-round, if they need a food supply throughout the cold months, this is an excellent product to help those cold frames. If you're using cold frames, greenhouses, even if you have a windowsill, small windowsill garden, this energy cleaner will help with that production. It's just amazing how fast the seed will sprout, and those sprouts take off like crazy, and you have to get them in the ground quick, put them in the greenhouse, wherever you're going to grow these plants. It's amazing, and we've seen an excess of twice growth rate. So if you're going to plant a garden or get a greenhouse going, have everything ready to go, because those plants will take off, and it'll overwhelm you if you're not ready.
Well, in the future, the neighbor who has the greenhouse will be the most popular person in the neighborhood, won't they?
Yes, sir. And and you may need extra ammunition to defend that greenhouse.
If it's a really big greenhouse and you got extra production, of course you could trade out produce for things you don't have.
That is very true.
Yep.
Very true,
yep.
John.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's so simple to set up. In a greenhouse, especially a hydroponic greenhouse, you just string a single strand of stainless steel welding wire down through the plant bed, the media that the plants grow in, and then connect those to all the different plant areas, and then connect that to a single energy cleaner, and it distributes that signal quite effectively. If it's a very large greenhouse, you might need two or three energy cleaners. But in most cases, for your average-sized greenhouse, one energy cleaner will energize that whole thing. It's so simple to do.
It is. It is. Well, Tom, we get the word out every week, and we pick up a few people that help make America great again. Every American who is healthier, more productive, more energy helps make America great again. The energy cleaner helps them do that, doesn't it, Tom?
That's the absolute truth, and we do the best we can to get these systems out, and they're in use worldwide. We're always trying to help everybody we can, John.
Well, thank you, sir. We'll be back in the morning to talk about emergency communications.
Thank you, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor, Mr. Steve Hunt. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.